Shabbos Perek Ches Mishnah Aleph 8:1. The Mishnah continues to discuss the various shiurim, the quantities for which one would be liable for hotzah if one transferred on Shabbos. Again, the idea being that if it's not a significant amount of something, then it's not a significant act of transference. Therefore, the Mishnah says, we're going to talk about liquids in this Mishnah. Hamotzi yayin, if one transfers wine, so the amount that one would be liable for is kedei mezigas hakos, enough to create a cup of wine, like the wine used for benching. What's happening here is that for benching you need to have specifically a revias of wine. Revias means a quarter, and it's referring to a quarter of a lug. The lug, for my shirma, I always, as a reference point, talk about a 500cc, half liter, you know, bottle of soda. That's a familiar size to us. That's roughly what a lug is. There are different shittos on how big the lug was. A revias is a quarter of that, meaning, according to my simplified version here, that's 125cc, roughly 4 ounces or so. It's like half the amount that's held in a small disposable cup. But revias is the amount in your Kiddush cup. The shittas range, in fact, from 86cc on the small side, Rechaimna, up to 150cc on the big side, Chazon Ish. In any case, that's how much you need to make Kiddush. And in the time of Chazal, when they made, when they drank wine in general, they would dilute their wine, one part wine to three parts water. So wine was like looked at as like a concentrate, kind of like a cordial, or, you know, if you know Ribena in England, or Petel in Israel, Kool-Aid, etc. Maybe Kool-Aid's a powder. In any case, so the point here is that enough wine, I'll call it concentrate, if you will, that when you add to water, you can make a cup of wine. And since they did it one part wine to three parts water, and the useful amount of wine is one revias of wine, we're talking about a quarter of revias, one part out of four. So again, if you think of the revias as roughly 125cc or 4 ounces, let's call it, so a quarter of that would bring you to roughly 25cc or 1 ounce of wine. On the topic of diluting wine, I don't want to get into that too much right now, but just very briefly, it's brought down the Mefarshim that their wine was very strong relative to our wines. Just as a side point, it's unlikely their wines were stronger than around somewhere between like 11 and 14% alcohol, just like our wines, because after that, the alcohol would kill yeast, and you can't really make wine naturally stronger than that under normal circumstances. So their wine probably was stronger as much as the effects of the wine, like the hangover and headache and stuff, of the wine was potent, and therefore they watered it down so they wouldn't have that problem. Okay. Next, chalav. As for milk, meaning milk from a kosher animal that you would drink, kadei gemia, one swallowful. How big that is not clear. Some Rishonim learn it's the same as the melo lugmav, one cheekful. That's like Tosfos. Others learn it's a little less than that. But one gulp of wine, one gulp of kosher milk, that's what you'd be liable for. As for non-kosher milk, so since it's not drunk, the shear would be the amount that one needs to use for medicinal purposes. They applied milk to the eye sometimes. So it'd be enough non-kosher milk to apply to one eye, since that is the primary use of non-kosher milk in the Jewish community in the time of the Mishnah. So then that would be the shear. And as for kosher milk, even though, of course, you could apply it to the eye also, since it was primarily used not for that, but rather for drinking, and that's the main purpose for milk, therefore, the shear for kosher milk will be the amount that one drinks, bichde gemia, one whole swallowful. Dvash, as for honey, in the Mishnah, dvash always refers to bee honey. In contrast to the Psukim and the Torah, dvash always refers to date honey. So here we have bee honey, and bee honey is well known to have antimicrobial properties. So they use it as like a topically to put it for a wound. So the Mishnah says, dvash kde liten al hakasis, enough honey to apply to a wound. Bartner learns this is a wound that's on the back of an animal, like a from a pack sore, you know, from like a donkey's back or something. Others, when we're talking about a wound on a person's hand or whatever it is, a sore. So enough to apply honey would be the amount that one would be chaya for. As for shemen, here olive oil, that was used to anoint oneself to avoid skin getting dried out or chapped, whatever it is. So therefore, it's kadei lasuch ever katan, enough to apply to even a small limb. Here we're talking about a small limb of a small person. Therefore, most learn, like the Bartanura, that we're talking about the baby toe of a baby. even enough olive oil to cover just the baby's baby toe would be enough. Others are talking about like a pinky of a baby. Mayim, as for water, so water's use is, of course, for drinking, but also they used it to make some other kind of like eye salve. They had this powder called kilor, which they would mix with water to make a kind of paste to apply to the eye. And that being the case, when it comes to water, it's kadei lashuf behem es kilor, enough water to mix with the kilor powder to make the paste that would be applied to the eye. Ushar kol hamashkim, as for all other drinkable liquids, beravias, the shear is a ravias. Again, that's a quarter of a log, let's call it 125 cc, because that's the use for other drinkables. V'chol hashovchin, now we just said water, the shear was the amount to make a kilor preparation, a little amount. But of course, if it's shovchin, shovchin is wastewater. Don't think like what's in your toilet, just think of water used to take a bath in or, you know, wash the vegetables in and so on, so that you would not apply to your eye. And that being the case, it'd be used just for other kinds of things. I don't know what, for, you know, watering the plants or other, you know, washing things down, etc. And therefore, beravias, the amount for wastewater is a ravias, like other liquids. Now, Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree very fundamentally. His words are simply, Rabbi Shimon omer kulan beravias. Everything is with a ravias. But what he means here is that all liquids, the standard amount for one to be chayev is a ravias, quarter of a log, 125 cc. Now, in addition, he says, velo amru, when they said these various shirim before that we just said in our Mishnah, they only said those kol shirin elu halalu ela lamatzniehen, for people who set aside this liquid beforehand. In other words, if a person sets aside milk from before Shabbos and he doesn't keep a revius, he actually saves it in less than a revius. Let's say for milk it's kadei gamia, enough for like one swallowful. So then he'll be chayev, such a person will be chayev for that amount of milk, but a standard person didn't set something away ahead of time, so he will not be liable unless he transports a whole revius amount. Now, back in the 7th parak, Mishnah Gimel, we had said that for someone who is a matzniya, who sets something aside beforehand, he would be liable in any amount. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that altogether. He says there are lesser amounts than revius, those are for listed in our Mishnah, but beneath this amount, meaning less than, say, kadei gamia for milk, even if you set it aside before Shabbos, you just want to have one drop of milk on your tongue on Friday afternoon, whatever it is, according to Rabbi Shimon, you won't be chayav for that because it doesn't reach the minimal threshold of kadei gamia. Tanakama, back in 7.3, would have said, yes, if you're a matzniya, you save that amount of milk, one drop, so for you, you're chayav. Now, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. So halacha is like Tanakama, meaning that the Mishnah has taken Tanakama at face value. There are smaller shirim for certain useful liquids. Otherwise, it's revius. But someone who's matzniya and sets less than that aside before Shabbos for some whatever use he has, he'll be chayav for the lesser amount.